Most Floridians are breathing easier now that Hurricane Dorian has moved away from the state and toward the Carolinas. But the work is not done for NOAA's hurricane hunters in Lakeland. WUSF's Stephanie Colombini joined a crew on a flight into the eye of the storm yesterday evening.
It was a bumpy ride as we made our way into Dorian. The windows were opaque white from the clouds, then flooded with rain until...
Should be coming into the eye.
Bright blue skies and a glimmering sun in the eye made it hard to believe we were seeing something that had wreaked so much havoc on land. This was the 14th time this particular plane flew into slow-moving Dorian since it first became a threat in the Caribbean. Crew member Mike Mascaro says that's a lot for one storm.
Our concern with this one is if we fly it for so long that something else is brewing that's going to require immediate attention without a little bit of recovery time in between.
NOAA did send a Hurricane Hunter aircraft into Tropical Storm Fernand in the Gulf of Mexico earlier this week, but that made landfall quickly. The agency has strict protocols about ensuring crew members get rest and aircraft get examined and repaired in between each trip to collect weather data. While it's been a strain on the team, technician Mac McAllister says their ultimate concern is for the people on the ground.
It's frustrating just to know that everybody's across the eastern seaboard has been held in limbo by the storm so much. You know, prayers go out to the people in the Bahamas and what it has caused there, what it could have done to Florida.
NOAA's hurricane hunters say they're proud of the work they've done over the past week and a half to help forecasters keep the public informed about Dorian. And they'll be ready for whatever storm comes next. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.